You're listening to the audio production of Rethinking Life, Embracing the Sacredness of Every Person by Shane Claiborne, published by Zondervan and read by the author. Please note that you may download an accompanying PDF that provides enhanced materials for this audiobook. To download the PDF, please visit harperchristianaudio.com. To all the women of faith over the centuries, the midwives of a better world, and to the two most significant women in my life, my mom, Patricia, and my wife, Katie Jo. Introduction: An Invitation to Love Life. I grew up in the heart of the Bible Belt, in the foothills of the Smoky Mountains. I fell in love with Jesus there. Sunday school, youth group, young life, fellowship of Christian athletes. I mean, I wasn't even really an athlete, but I did it all. I'm a child of the church. My grandparents were Southern Baptists, and my mom and I found a home among the Methodists. Before long, I wanted some of that Holy Ghost fire, though, and the miracles and wonders of the Pentecostals, so I joined the charismatic movement. When that got a little funky, I leaned into the deep roots of Catholicism for a while. So I guess you'd say I'm a bit of a spiritual mutt, but all of it has shaped who I am today. My political and social imagination was also shaped by the culture wars of the 1980s. I helped lead the See You at the Pole campaign, as we called it, where high school students gathered at their school's flagpole to pray for our nation before heading to classes. I was ready to go to jail if they, whoever they were, told us that we couldn't pray in a public school. As my theology grew over the years, I learned to appreciate the treasures of many different traditions of Christianity, to savor the meat and to spit out the bones. I also began to see some of the church's blind spots, both the theological ones and the practical ones, particularly when it came to our value for life. I passionately embraced the label pro-life, but my concept of what it meant to be pro-life revolved almost entirely around ending abortion. Ending abortion was as fundamental to my faith as being baptized or taking communion. I did not believe you could really be a Christian and not take a stand against the horror of abortion. I distinctly remember learning to debate and loving the thrill of trying to argue someone into the ground. I can even recall, like it was yesterday, making the case in my 12th grade English class that abortion is murder and murderers deserve the death penalty, so why aren't we arresting abortion doctors and putting them on trial? I had all the Bible verses that I thought made the case crystal clear. I even thought about becoming a lawyer. But my crystal clear case started to crack a little bit when I realized I was justifying one form of violence, the death penalty, as punishment for what I saw as another form of violence, the abortion. And it wasn't too long before I began to see more contradictions, both in the church and in myself. For example, while I was learning to defend my faith with Lee Strobel's book, The Case for Christ, I was also learning to defend guns, war, and the death penalty. The more I leaned into Jesus, read the Gospels, and reflected on the Sermon on the Mount, the more conflicted I felt about many of my political positions. I began to realize that it would be more accurate for those of us who consider ourselves pro-life to call ourselves pro-birth or anti-abortion. Sometimes we have been more concerned with life before birth than life after birth. It is a strange thing to live in a world where we can be pro-military, pro-guns, pro-executions, and still say we are pro-life, as long as we stand against abortion. But alas, that is where we find ourselves. When I think back to those years in high school when abortion consumed so much of my energy, I realized that I had lots of ideologies, but few, if any, relationships with people whose lives were impacted by those ideologies. Ideologies alone don't require much of us, and mine hadn't required much of me. I had a lot to say about abortion, but eventually it occurred to me that I couldn't...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?